If any person, a mu'min, Muslim, nobody is such that in their heart Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they do not possess love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every Muslim, every mu'min, naturally, fitratan, has love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. Whether this person is an extreme sinner or any type of person, everybody possesses the love in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for increasing the love of His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah ta'ala for increasing Allah's love, has given the means for the person to increase the love in the heart. Allah ta'ala's dhikr, if we do it in abundance, then Allah ta'ala's love increases. The more we do dhikr of Allah in abundance, the more we remember Allah, Allah ta'ala's love increases in the heart. This is the means that Allah ta'ala has kept to increase the love for Allah in the heart. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, Allah ta'ala says. The Allah ta'ala's love increases when a person does dhikr and does more dhikr and does more dhikr. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I also remember the person, the dhakir. The Quran states this. So Allah Ta'ala's love, to increase Allah Ta'ala's love, this is the methodology, that do dhikr as much as possible. And as a person does the dhikr of Allah kathira, in abundance, lots of it, then the love increases for Allah. When Allah Ta'ala's love increases in the heart, then it becomes easy for an individual to implement Allah Ta'ala's orders. The same salah, those same ahkams and orders, that same leaving the sins, that looks to be hard for the nafs, to obey Allah, to implement the orders, to pray salah in congregation, to follow the ahkams of Allah, that whatever Allah Ta'ala gives as a hukam, as an order, outwardly or inwardly, etc., they seem very difficult to implement the orders. But as a person increases the love in the heart due to dhikr of Allah, then the reflection of that, the conclusion of that, is that a person doesn't disobey Allah. So this is the one cure, that when an individual sees that he is weak or she is weak, not praying salah, negligent, lazy, going towards bad deeds, not good deeds, not following Allah Ta'ala's orders, there's one reason for this, that the love in the heart for that person is low. The love of Allah in the heart of that person is low. And then, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَصُبِّهُ وَبُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانُوا بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. The Quran tells us this, that the person of Iman, the people of belief, when these conditions arise, then they should do dhikr kathiran kathira. Allah Ta'ala says, remember me to the people of Iman. Allah Ta'ala is addressing them like this, in this way. Allah Ta'ala says, remember me so much. Remember me in the morning, wasabba, in the morning, and in layl, and in the evening, and in the night, a special time. And when a person remembers me, Allah Ta'ala says, in this way, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذُكْرًا. Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَةً. That when somebody remembers me like this, in this way, then what happens? Allah Ta'ala asks. Allah Ta'ala says, me and my angels send rahmah and blessings and mercies towards that person, that same individual. Look at the difference it's made. He's running away from the mosque, he's doing bad actions, messing about, and jesting, looking, speaking left and right, committing sins. And look at the cure. As soon as he starts the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, you've listened to me, and you started to do dhikr, and you're in dhikr in abundance, morning, evening, you've grabbed hold of the cure, and then suddenly the insan changes. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, then the color changes. Allah says, then me and my angels send rahmah, mercy on that person. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. لِيُخْرِجُوا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, all of the sins that that person is drowned in, dhulumat, all of the sins that that person's immersed in, oh, I can't leave this sin, I can't leave cannabis, I can't leave drugs, I can't leave looking at the women, oh, I'm not praying salah, I don't go on tabligh, I'm not sitting in ta'aleem, I can't go on a chilla, I can't keep the fast. You know, people, they can make excuses, but when he starts to do dhikr of Allah, Subhanallah. لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala says, all of his sins due to dhikr, due to the remembrance, Allah says, I give a reward. لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. I take the person out of the depths of darkness and sin and bring him to the nur and the light of guidance. وَكَانَ. Why? For which reason? Because Allah Ta'ala says, I am very, very favorable for the people of Iman. Merciful. Allah Ta'ala has given us the cure, the solution. Allah Ta'ala says, dhikr, I'm telling you, it's not strictness. It's not some hardship that I'm putting you into. Allah Ta'ala says that. Allah says, remember me in abundance. Allah says, I don't need you to remember me. The whole of the universe remembers me. Every leaf, every branch, every twig, every piece of vegetation, millions and billions and trillions and angels in the seven heavens, and every single square millimeter, there's an angel that is busy, occupied in remembering Allah. So why does Allah Ta'ala need us to remember him? Dirty bodies, dirty thoughts, drowned in our passions and lust. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our zikr. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. But Allah Ta'ala says that due to your iman, I'm very, very merciful to you. Very merciful to you. So should we do dhikr or not? Of course we should. So this is dhikr. So dhikr, and another thing here, one is the cure. Sometimes you go to the doctor to obtain a cure for an illness, and he gives a tablet or medicine, or he prescribes some medicine. So do you then give a check that, hey, you've come to me and here's the prescription and here's a check, some money, go and spend it. I've never seen a doctor like that. Gives the medicine and money onto them. Rather they pull you, they look at the person, is he rich? Okay, hey, you keep £100. So the same medicine, but the patient gives more money. So here Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving you the cure, I'm saving you from hellfire, from the sins, from darkness. And alongside, on top of this cure, Allah gives a reward as well. That the person who does this dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give a reward to that person as well. I won't let you go empty-handed. You come through dhikr, you sit down, and when you're about to depart, Allah says, you're not going empty-handed, the angels stand. Ya Allah, what shall we do? Shall we put the seal on their backs that they're forgiven? Totally forgiven, Allah Ta'ala says. This is the hadith that this person is forgiven. But Allah, this person was a sinner. He didn't come to dhikr for the right intention. He came to meet another man. For a worldly reason, his objective wasn't dhikr. He came to meet someone else. He had no link with this gathering, this majlis, this dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says, but he sat, didn't he? He came, didn't he? And the angel said, yes Allah, he came. Allah says, I've forgiven him. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رُحِيمًا. Who is there greater than Allah to be merciful to us? Brothers, we are every square inch, every square millimeter, every hair's breadth, we are drowned in the sins. But we're so happy if somebody praises us in the world. Oh, this man, that man, or you know him, someone's calling me Chaudhary, someone's calling me this and that, big man, due to wealth, they're praising me. And we're so busy in this life, that if there are 4 or 5 people to say salam to me and 2 men behind me, my sidekicks, but that's what we want in life, isn't it? But Allah Ta'ala says, look at this man, that every single part of the body of that person is burning in the hellfire. He's burnt. If his eye is closed today, then direct the angels will kick him into touch into hellfire. This is the reality of his life. And he thinks people are praising me. I'm rich. I'm big man. I'm the leader of the community. I don't need to pray salah. I don't need to do good deeds. Everyone's praising me. I'm strong. I'm rich. I'm powerful. And they make his big headed. But وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah says, you have iman, you have belief. Allah Ta'ala says, I love you. That you are sinning, I still love you. Allah Ta'ala says, until your final moment, your final breath, I want to save you from the hellfire. Subhanallah. And that's why we reach to such gatherings. How do we know that this gathering that we're going to, that after this we will be forgiven? Tell me, a person comes like a thief with so many sins, and he enters and then he returns as a wali of Allah. Is this not Raham of Allah? Think. And me, you, all of us, I look at myself more. Was I capable that I could come to the house of Allah, the masjid, and I recite pure name and I speak to pious people like you? I couldn't think like this. Astaghfirullah 15 minutes ago. I wasn't capable. What am I? Drowned in sins? Who am I to come here? Such a great name. Allah Ta'ala's name for half an hour to recite his name. And we go to that majlis. In that majlis, such a gathering, the dhikr of Allah, that between the earth and the heavens, the gap, the space is filled with the angels. We think it's just us sitting here. All of the gap, the space between the earth and the heavens is full, busy, occupied. It's heaving. Allah Ta'ala says, go, there are people on the earth, they are doing my dhikr, remembering me. Go and see them. The angels are told, instructing, they run down. Have you read this hadith? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by the masjid, and a group of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum was sitting, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at them, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to them amongst the Sahaba, and they were alert, and Rasulullah asked them, "Why are you sitting here?" Subhanallah, to the Sahaba, to the companions, and the companions were thought, "Have we made a mistake here? Rasulullah is asking us this." They said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, we're not doing anything. We're not doing anything. We're just sitting here remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're doing dhikr of Allah. And we're doing Allah's hamd and His thana and His praise. And we're doing nothing else. We're just remembering Allah." And Rasulullah said, "Ah, don't worry. The reason why I asked you this question was not due to some other thought that you're doing something bad. Rather, I came to ask you about what you're doing because Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. And he said that this gathering, this majlis, this jamaat, this congregation is that congregation that you also go and sit with them, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So I was surprised that there are people in my ummah like this, that they're doing such a great action, due to which I've been told and advised to come and sit with you, subhanallah. That morning and evening, those who remember Allah. So this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. We should do this regularly. Whenever you have an opportunity to go to a gathering, to sit down, to attend, then can include the dhikr of Allah and make it your habit morning and evening to sit down. And there are two ways of doing dhikr. One is jahir and one is khafi. Yes, one is dhahir, one is batini. One is the external, you know, with the verbal, la ilaha illallah, with different dhikr, different tasbihs. And one is the talqeen, where you go to an elder, teacher, and you learn dhikr, the hazrat, this is my situation, I'm a student, I'm a mulazim, I'm an employee, or I work, or I go on tabligh, or I go on dars, or I give dars, I'm a student. You know, everyone does different things, the different subjects and careers of the deen. But can you give me ijazah, hazrat, that I can continue my work and do dhikr of Allah in parallel, so my work of the deen doesn't stop? Because dhikr enhances and improves the work of the deen. So it's not that, "Oh, I'm going to do dhikr and I have to leave this or leave that." No. So give me such a prescription of dhikr that I can do my dhikr regularly and my work of the deen can continue. Then that wali of Allah, the shaykh, gives the prescription of dhikr in this way to the student. And Naqshbandi dhikr is very easy, and it is the greatest dhikr. This is the beauty of the Naqshbandi silsala. This is the magic of the Naqshbandi silsila. This is the strength, because the dhikr by the teacher is prescribed to the heart. Because the heart is the foundation, and then the heart becomes alive. What does it mean that heart becomes alive? That your heart always will be saying, "Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah." This is called maraqabah, which is written in Fudail Amal. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi has mentioned this dhikr maraqabah, and has explained that it's very easy, that when a person, wherever he is, he doesn't need tasbih in his hand, wherever he closes his eyes, focuses on the heart. Allah, 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 Allah. 70 times greater magnitude of reward in this dhikr compared to the dhikr verbal, jahir. So you don't need wudu, there's no special precondition. And every moment you can be in that state of dhikr. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyama wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah Ta'ala says, "Remember me in every posture." Standing, sitting, lying down. Whatever position you're in, situation you're in. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared everything for His servant, so that we can implement the amal and be saved from hellfire, and Allah Ta'ala's love can be instilled into the heart. If there's no love of Allah in the heart, we cannot do the work that we are supposed to be doing. And anything, any principle of worldly life you can take, any sector, fact, there are many people don't go to work, to their store, to their shop, they don't have a love or attachment with work, they're sleeping. They don't have the desire to get up, to go and open the shop and work. So even the work of the world, you need to have love and a passion to drive it. So Allah Ta'ala says, Jannah, paradise, is this easy to reach Allah Ta'ala's nearness? So we need to have love in the heart for this. This is Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam and blessings and mercy and favor that He's given us the means that we learn how to increase Allah's love in our hearts. From every dhikr we do, the love of Allah increases. But Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, we don't know how it happens. For example, these ears, what they're listening to, what's happening in Allah's stomach, how the digestion is working, and the eyes, what they look at. And love, all we have to do is that, for example, when we want to eat, we have to eat. Do we see that where's the food gone? Down the throat, down the esophagus, down into the stomach. And then how is vitamin D being created and urine? And then how's the food digested? That's it, we've eaten and it's happening. Whatever's happening is happening in the body. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I give you hukam, order that do this action, then all of the effects, the systems, the process will occur. When you start the process will go into auto, cruise control, and the effect will come. Allah says, you recite my name, and the rest of the system will occur. That how in your body, Allah Ta'ala's love will spread and permeate and be absorbed, that you will be desperate and you will be so happy in the love of Allah. So brothers, dhikr of Allah is a great thing, a great action. I should do dhikr, mashallah, you brothers do dhikr. So I'm speaking to myself that may I not be lazy. And alhamdulillah, morning and evening, let's be regular, habitual, sit with the wali of Allah, learn the dhikr of Allah, so that we can succeed and there's no restriction in our lives, and the dhikr of Allah can continue also. Wa akhru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.